really. We've been in this pretty intense supermarket price war now for a number of years, really going back to the introduction of $1 milk, which is now 6 years ago, just ticked over 6 years. So, and it's really showing no signs of abating. So right across the board, there's intense pressure on prices and on margins, and of course that creates a financial squeeze and quite challenging conditions for many suppliers into the supermarkets.
Well, what does that mean? How have suppliers been trying to deal with that?
Well, there's a range of strategies, and of course this has been going for a number of years now. So some of these have almost run their course. So right across the board, whether you're a direct supplier of fresh produce into the supermarkets or value-added food, processed food, there's for a number of years now, companies have been trying to strip out costs, become more efficient, more lean, align their strategies with the supermarkets as a way of staying competitive, staying on the shelf when retail prices are falling. We've seen a lot of consolidation, rationalisation of capacity in the processed food sector, so factories combining, older factories shutting down, new, more efficient production techniques, automation and so forth to strip out labour costs, new technologies and so forth. So this has been happening across the board to strip out cost, to stay competitive, to stay on the shelf.
So has most of the fat already been trimmed then, do you think?
Well and truly is the answer. And of course, on top of that, there's been significant margin transfer of profitability from suppliers to the retailers as they've come under pressure themselves to maintain their own profitability. So, and that, of course, was what was behind a lot of the discussion around the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct, which has now been in place a couple of years to try and moderate some of those behaviours that were occurring in the marketplace where the major retailers were able to extract a lot more of the profit from the supply chain. So a lot of those processes run their course, and really what we're hearing from suppliers is now they've done most of the cost reduction strategies, the consolidation, the rationalisation, and yet they're still being hit with increased prices, increased costs, really, and their current one, of course, is around gas and electricity prices rising sharply. And there's very little capacity or no capacity to pass those cost increases through. So that does create significant financial pressure on the food sector.
So what's the response to that? Are suppliers starting to go to the big retailers and saying, well, we've got these costs going up, you need to pass them on?
Well, that's pretty much a constant conversation you find across the supply chain, across different categories. But it's very difficult to convince the retailers to increase a price because they're in a very competitive market and they're competing on price not only between the major supermarket chains but now with Aldi and other discounters. Mm. So, look, those conversations are very difficult and we're not hearing that many suppliers are being successful in getting price increases through. Perhaps the exception is where a supplier has a significant and growing export market and where they're able to market premium product overseas for a premium price, and that does give them additional leverage domestically when they're in discussion with the retailers. But those pricing discussions are very difficult, and from what we're hearing, very few suppliers are being successful in getting price increases, and of course that just puts more pressure back on their own operations, and it does ultimately lead to discussions around shifting production offshore if they can no longer operate viably here in Australia.